If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
My friend, this is a power unbelievable, but I can tell you that it is real. He is real. If you want to have the Holy Spirit working in you, you must ask Jesus to forgive, cleanse, and come into your heart.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. My friend, early in our ministry, my wife Janice and I lived just outside of Atlanta as I was going to graduate school. We actually lived in several places over the years, but the last before we moved was at a church where we were associate pastors, and the church was called Rock Chapel. It was a very old church, small, white, wooden structure nestled back against some woods. So I wondered, where in the world did it get its name? At least until one day, I found a very old photo of it, and instead of just a wooded backdrop, looming above the church was this gigantic, solid mountain of rock. I mean, it wasn't a grassy hill, it was a solid rock. So now I had to figure out what happened. Or was this a doctored photo? I hiked my way back through the woods until I came to a clearing that some had put some benches there and a cross that obviously were erected by some of the previous church members. But I also looked out on an enormous hole in the ground, as deep as that mountain had been tall, and along the edge at the point where this little chapel in the woods was placed was an incline of rock that had obviously been cut. Below were workers loading truck after truck after truck with rock. Now I put it all together. The trucks coming constantly down our road, the booms we heard periodically, the name of the church. Someone saw that mountain of rock and said to himself, I am going to move it one piece at a time. And he did. Well, with as much power as was needed to move that mountain, there is a power even greater, tackling even greater mountains. And we're going to talk about that today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, Damaris Carbaugh asks, is there anything too hard for the Lord?
And you're trying hard to trust the one who's never failed you yet. Though you remind yourself he's faithful, still faith tries to turn to fear. But just before you give it up, he'll hold your heart, lift it up, and the answer comes to you loud and clear. In the form of the question that you hear, is there anything too hard? And there's no circumstance circumstance that's out of his control. Through the good times and the hard times, God is good, God is good. So let this sacrifice of praise just echo through your soul.
Testament, one of the prophets, Zechariah, recorded for the people of Judah and Israel a number of prophetic visions. One of them was of a golden menorah with seven lights and a bowl on top to hold and distribute oil to each through seven channels. Besides the menorah on each side were two olive trees filled with fruit. So Zechariah records, "I asked the angel who talked with me, 'What are these, my lord?' He answered, 'Do you not know what these are?' 'No, my lord,' I replied. So he said to me, 'This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel: not by might or by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. What are you, O mighty mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become leveled ground. Then he will bring out the capstone to shouts of 'God bless it! God bless it!' Then the word of the Lord came to me: 'The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundations of this temple. His hands will also complete it. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you.'" Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. We hear that in church fairly often, don't you? But here, its origin is in the interpretation of this important vision. Throughout the scriptures, the Holy Spirit of God is represented by oil. And here, he is presented as the sole focus of this illustrative vision. The candles and candle stand have no function, no power, except as a conduit for the oil to provide the light. And the olive trees act to continually, consistently provide that oil to the bowl and the lamps. Truly, the Spirit of God is at work here. But who is Zerubbabel? Funny name for us in these days, but very real person. He was grandson of one of the last kings and had been appointed governor by the Persian king. Unlike his ancestor, he was obedient to God. He did what God says, but he had a mountain. Physical mountains may be tough, but human mountains filled with politics, hatreds, empires, power-mongering are even greater, and building God's temple in Jerusalem was just such a mountain. So God tells Zerubbabel that the solution to his problem, his mountain, was not human power or might making right or connivance and political intrigue, but rather God through the continual presence of his Holy Spirit. Upon him, one olive tree, and Joshua, the high priest, the other olive tree, would absolutely finish the task. Change the mind and heart of the king? Well, that's the Holy Spirit. Stop the Samaritan and other surrounding peoples from hurting and hindering? That's the Holy Spirit. Motivate and even prevent disheartening of the returning exiles? The Holy Spirit. Nothing would stand in the way of Zerubbabel's building of the temple, not even those who jeered at him, saying that he was only accomplishing small things. The Lord said to him, "Who despises the day of small things? Men will rejoice when they see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel." The reason we hear this phrase repeated today is because for Christians, those who have received Christ and the Holy Spirit of God dwells within them now, this has become an absolute guiding principle. The Bible says that we should live by the Spirit, walk by the Spirit, be filled with the Spirit. That, in fact, is how Jesus' instruction to his disciples to have faith the size of a mustard seed in order to move a mountain, that it happens. The Holy Spirit working in you as he worked in Zerubbabel creates the faith in God necessary to move anything according to God's will. My friend, this is a power unbelievable, but I can tell you that it is real. He is real. If you want to have the Holy Spirit working in you, you must ask Jesus to forgive and cleanse and come into your heart. So why don't you do it? Pray with me. Dear Jesus, I feel powerless, even messed up. I need you to forgive me of all of my sins and come into my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. Or you can write me online at sundaybreakfastmission.org or write at Sunday Breakfast Mission. I want to help you. I want to send you some. And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.